Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Friday, but I'm going to tell you, I really believe that my computer thinks it's Saturday because it is just not cooperating. Dial up on my switchboard. I cannot get on my Facebook. I cannot get on anything right now, and I think I've just got my Blog Talk page up, my switchboard, so hopefully we can get over here and chat with you guys. Want to let y'all know that phone lines are open, that you can tune in on the line, but if I don't get this Facebook deal working here, or the switchboard working, I can't even take callers. And that is not a good thing for today, guys, because we have got a special guest that is going to be with us. First timer here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and I will give you a hint, he is a PBR world champion bull rider. So just something to think about. As we get things fired up here on a Friday, I'm telling you what, it's going to be a good time, and I cannot wait to get our guests lined up here on the show. Do want to tell you guys that we are in the process of moving. We're going to be leaving the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, but we ain't going to be going too far, I can promise you that. We're still going to be out there at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena, and we're going to have our pictures from our Monday Night Bull Rides, and we're going to have all kinds of good things going on down there. So you guys will still be able to tune in and see what's going on, keep up with us and everything. It'll be a good time. So make sure you guys stay tuned to us there and get ready because it's going to be fun. But we are relocating. I've got to get my horse out there tomorrow. We got all kinds of things going on. I'm telling you, this is not a typical Friday as we are just winding things around and working our tails off to get ready because we've got some big things happening come Monday. And we've got some great things coming your way, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned to that and stay tuned right here to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Because here's the deal. If you guys had a chance to listen to our show yesterday, we had some great guests on board. We had Sadie Berger as our guest co-host for the day. And she got to jump on board here with us. Man, it was great to have her. I had so much fun hanging out. And she was able to line up a couple special guests for us and some guys that she knows pretty well. We've had them on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, or at least one of them, in Skeeter Kingsolver. And then we had another guy. And I don't know how much you guys really knew about him. Sam Medlock. And this guy has been around the PBR ranks from the time it started. And he is still riding bulls out there today. And we had a very interesting conversation with him, and hopefully you guys got to tune in and check that out. And if you missed it, make sure to go back and listen to it, because here's the deal. When we got off the air yesterday, I got on the phone, and I actually made some great contacts and got to understand what Allied Bull Riders is all about with Sam Medlock. Now, this is a company that Sam had started up. It's he's going to be coaching and putting some guys through a training camp, getting them prepared for their careers. And he's taken a good amount of some great quality bull riders. Now, he still works with the youth, and this was something that he really focused on. He has the youth come down to his house on Tuesdays, not going to change. Everything is still going to be there. But he really wants to cater to some of these veteran bull riders that are up there in the top ranks and actually coach them and help them with their careers. This is huge. this is something that I think the PBR, that bull riding, has been looking for. It's something that has been talked about a lot in these coaching deals. And you see Adriano Moraes doing it with the Brazilians. And not only do you see that, but you see the success that comes from that. Still an individual sport. Comes down to that man riding that bull. But it's also a team effort. And this is something that we're going to see more and more of, I truly believe. And I think we're going to see a lot of big changes happening in the, within the PBR and within these other associations. So you guys are going to have to make sure to stay tuned. But we have the opportunity to give you an insight right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And this is something that you guys have got to help us with. We need you guys to get out and promote this deal. This is what's happening. Monday, I'm packing up and I'm heading to Houston. That's right. We are going to be down there. They start their academy at 6:30 Monday morning. Now, we will not make it there until Monday evening, so we're going to miss the first day, but we're going to have highlights, we're going to have some video footage, and then we're going to be doing our lunch hour rodeo shows from Houston, Texas, down there with the Allied Bull Riders and the training camp that they're getting started down there. But here's the really cool thing. We are going to be broadcasting live video in the evenings on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and you, the rodeo fans, are going to have an opportunity to have a question and answer session. We're going to show some video highlights of the day's training camp, and we are going to be able to have a question and answer session with you, the fans, so you guys are going to be able to sit down with guys like Reese Cates, Bonner Bolton, who we've had both had both of those guys on our show before. We're going to have Chad Van Amberg. We're going to have a few other guys that have not confirmed but are definitely looking to be there, probably around 8 bull riders, and then Sam Medlock as well. So you guys are going to have an opportunity to see these guys in action going through this training camp. It's going to be huge. So make sure that you guys are stay tuned to Making 8 and to the Rodeo Network as we get things fired up for you guys, and we give you guys an insight that most people will not have an opportunity to see unless they're tuned in to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So it's huge, and I still cannot get my chat room to open up, but I do have my switchboard, so that is a positive note. Hopefully we'll be able to dial out here, and we won't have too many complications with that on a Monday, but you bet we are fired up and excited. I'm telling you, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be down in Houston, Texas. Now, the Ada bullfights are going on up here next weekend. What's Making 8 going to do? We got an invitation to go to a Touring Pro event out in Arkansas. So there's a good chance that we may not be here for the Ada bullfights in our own hometown. We may be out there. We'll just have to play it by ear. We'll have to wait and see what happens. We're still trying to confirm a few things there, kind of dot some I's, cross some T's, or cross some T's, and or cross some I's and dot some T's. I don't know which way it is. But, hey, it's Friday, guys, and what do you say we kick off with a short break? I'm telling you, you better get the word out. If you guys can do it, because I cannot, make sure that you guys get out here and spread the word. Tell them a PBR World Champion Bull Rider, first-timer, we'll be on our show here in just a few moments. So make sure to stay tuned here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Friday afternoon. And I do want to remind you guys that if you are interested in getting your advertisements out here through the Making 8 Rodeo Network, you can get a hold of myself after the show, 386-235-3245. Make sure to write the number down and give us a call. Let's get a grip here on a Friday. Get ready for a rodeo weekend. Stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
I don't know.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right in my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues and let the good times roll. I got a little sugar baby down the road, sitting on ready and rocking on go. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on doing all the wrong things right. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Hay Rodeo Network. As we are kicking things off on a Friday afternoon, and I'm telling you what, we're just moments away from getting our guest here on board. So if you guys get the chance right now, get on over. I know that you can share the link to the blog talk to the Making Hay Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Make sure to get over and do that right now. Let your friends know that today we are having a first-time guest, a former PBR world champion bull rider right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I will give you another hint, he is still currently riding. So you might want to get ready to tune in and be ready to ask some great questions. And finally got our chat room up. It's about halfway working, so we're going to roll with it. And hopefully, you know, oh, yeah, hopefully this thing will continue to work for us and we can get this thing fired up here on our Friday. We've only got one more day left, or actually we don't have any more day. After today's show, it's off to the rodeo weekend, and hopefully you guys are going to have a great one out there. I did see, and I got to send a big old congratulations out to one of our Making Eight Maniacs, Miss Denise, for having the opportunity to win two PBR World Finals tickets. They're on Facebook yesterday, and we are glad to see that. I'm kind of getting some bits and pieces about, you know, how this thing really came in. But that's awesome, and we're really glad and excited for it. I haven't been on Facebook much, so I haven't been able to really keep up with how things have happened out there or what's happened after the shows, because we've been in the process of moving and getting things ready to go here. Had to get things lined up for today's show. And you know what? I got to tell you guys, before we get into talking some bull riding and rodeo action with you, cool thing happened this morning. I was actually in town. I had to stop off and get my stuff to the dry cleaners as we're getting ready to head out to Houston next week. So I wanted to make sure I had those ready to go. And, you know, we just got real, real busy. So I had to stop off at the bank. And I went in there, you know, on Fridays there at my bank, they actually serve popcorn to all the customers. And I thought that was really cool. So I am sitting back here eating some popcorn, doing this Lunch Hour Rodeo show, soon to be tuning in and just hanging out. Hopefully you guys, you know, I know because it's daytime and all that, most folks are just going out to grab their lunch, but really I am hoping that, you know, we can all sit back here and have some popcorn and listen to our great guests that we're going to have on our show here in just a few minutes. So make sure to stay tuned. And I'm telling you, get out and spread the word. Let everybody know that we have got a great guest about ready to jump on board here with us. I'm going to try to send a quick post out there, and hopefully it'll go through. And, yeah, I think you guys will like this one. Brand new to the Making 8 Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I also want to remind you guys, while I have a second, Short Go Radio, Making8.com, has put together a little contest going into the PBR World Finals. And we want you guys to jump on board and be a part of this. Now, the prize is going to be a dinner gift certificate for a restaurant, hopefully in your neck of the woods. And it's either going to come down to myself or Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio that are going to be putting it up. Here's the deal. Short Go Radio will be airing live this Sunday as well as the following Sunday, both of those leading into the PBR World Finals. Sometime during his show, he's going to be giving you an email address where you can submit two riders, one in the top 15, the other one outside of the top 15 of the PBR World Finals. And then you will have the opportunity to do the same thing on Making 8 on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So has everybody got a pen and you're writing this down, right? You're going to get a separate email address from myself during the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So here's the thing, that we are going to put two of our guys together with two of your guys. We're going to partner up with one of you fans. Each one of us is going to have a partner. And the four bull riders that we have, two from you, two from us, are going to be competing. The combined score of all four bull riders overall throughout the entire PBR World Finals will be the winner. And then, of course, the losing, I wouldn't say losing because I don't think anybody really loses in our contest, but the either myself or Mike Anderson, whichever one does not win, will be purchasing a gift certificate for a restaurant in your neck of the woods. So, and we'll be giving you a gift certificate as well as the winning radio show host. So make sure that you guys get together with that and be a part of that, as it will start up starting Sunday. Sometime either this Sunday or the following Sunday, Mike Anderson will give you that email address. And I see that Miss Emily is posting out a contest question. So please feel free to give us that question right here, and we'll try to get it answered for you. I got to make a phone call, though, guys. I've got to get our guest lined up, and we will get to that question hopefully here momentarily. So in the meantime, we're going to kick off a song for you and get you guys ready for our guest. So make sure to stay tuned, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
bed, boy, son, you're riding with the best. Hey, none of you know there ain't no in between. Ride, drink your bank tank if you know what I mean. I'm getting paid, yeah, that's your safest bet. Best get my name right when you put it on the check, yeah. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Makin8 Rodeo Network. And as I was saying here just before the break, guys, we have got a great guest lined up for our show today, and it is absolutely a pleasure to bring on the 2009 PBR World Champion, Cody Lostro. Let's see if this thing will work for us here. Our switchboard's running a little slow on a Friday. Cody, are you with us?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, doing wonderful, man. Columbus, Ohio is what you guys are getting ready for this weekend, am I right?
Yep, you're correct. I'm actually in Columbus right now.
Good deal, man, good deal. Y'all ready to go ride some bulls this weekend and start wrapping up this PBR season, the 2011 season, get ready for the World Finals?
Yep, exactly. This is the last season of the regular event. And then we head off to Vegas next weekend, so it's kind of coming to a close in a hurry.
That's right. I know. It seemed like just yesterday we were starting things off there in New York, and kind of went by fast for us fans. I know that. How has it been for you guys all season long?
Well, I can't speak for the other guys, but I know for me it's been kind of a long season. Been just kind of ups and downs with getting injured and then riding good and then getting injured again. So it's been a tough year, but, you know, it's just one of the deals that happens. It's not all roses in this sport.
That's for sure. Well, let me ask you, you know, now you came off of a pretty decent finish last weekend, finishing third, and you're heading into Columbus now. How are you feeling going into this final event of the season?
I feel great going into Columbus. I've been sitting out for the past couple months rehabbing a knee, so to get back in here and do good last weekend just, you know, kind of lights my fire to continue through the, you know, last two events of this year, Columbus and the World Finals, and do my best there.
You bet. You bet. Well, let me ask you something, Cody. Let's go back a few minutes, a little bit here. When did you actually start getting into bull riding?
I actually got into riding bulls when I was seven. Obviously, I didn't ride bulls back then, but I've seen a videotape of Cheyenne Frontier Days, and I really liked the bull riding, so my mom signed me up to ride a steer at our county fair when I was seven, and I just kind of got hooked on it from there.
And how did you actually start learning how to? Did you go to any schools or anything like that, or did you just start getting out there with some of the cowboys and learning from them?
Well, I didn't know a stinking thing, and for the first couple of years I rode, I just kind of picked up on what them other guys were doing and tried to do the same thing, and I didn't ride very good at all. And then I finally switched riding hands when I was like 11, and then I finally started to get a little better at it, and then I went ahead and went to a couple schools, and they taught me how to do it, how to ride bulls better, and the correct way to do it. You know, there's a lot of theories that don't really work that float around out there in the lesser ranks or whatever, you know.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I got to ask you, when you were coming up, who was the person that you looked up to the most in the sport?
Well, honestly, the guys I really liked watching ride, they never won a world title, and I thought they rode as good as anyone was Clint Bronger and Mark Kane. I always really liked watching them, and a lot of guys nowadays are like, who are those guys? But Clint Bronger was one of the guys that he just made it look really easy, and that's something I liked watching.
Sure, and it's funny that you mentioned his name, because we actually had him on our Lunch Hour show just last week. talking about going into the Heroes and Legends reunion coming up there at the PBR World Finals.
Yeah, Clint will be there, and you know there'll be a lot of heroes from the past, I guess, at that deal.
Sure. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys there, and I know the fans are really excited about getting together and being able to see all of those guys together in one room. I mean, that, you know, and for you as a bull rider now, are you going to be down there during the Heroes and Legends at all, or are you going to have an opportunity to get down there and kind of hang out with some of those guys that helped start this sport?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm down there with them signing or something. Honestly, I don't really know what all I got going on just because the World Finals is kind of a crazy time, but I'm pretty sure that's on the schedule.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this, too. Who do you travel with right now?
I travel with Dustin Elliott, Corey Navarre, Jordan Hupp, and Corey McCoy. We've all been kind of staying together here recently. And, you know, it just kind of, you kind of stay with your buddies if they're there. And if they're not, you find somebody else. So me and Dustin have been traveling together for the past few years. And you know, you got a group of guys you get along with, and everybody level-headed and gets along, so that's who we stay with.
Absolutely. Well, what are some things that you like to do when you're actually not out there on the road riding bulls? I mean, what are some of the things that Cody Lostro does when he's sitting back at home?
Well, I don't do a whole lot of sitting back at home. I'm usually working on something. We raise some bucking bulls as well and run about 50 cows and got about 50 bulls right now. And anyhow, between that and fencing off new land and trying to get a house built and all that stuff, it's you know, a pretty busy time really when I get to go home. But during the winter, I really like to go hunt. I've gotten pretty into mountain lion hunting the past few years, and it's a blast. I really love chasing them lions around.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's got to be pretty exciting. Now, where do you usually go to go get those mountain lions?
Well, I hunt lions all over. I've been down in New Mexico a few times, and then got a big lion last year in Colorado. Then this year, I think I'm going up to Wyoming, and then actually going up to Alaska to try to get a grizzly up there. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it sounds like it, man. Are you by any chance partnering up with Austin Meyer? Now that we know that guy is a pretty avid hunter himself.
Yeah, Austin really likes to hunt too. He's I always give him a hard time though, because they in Oklahoma and Texas, they've got some deer stands and they feed them for 9 months and then go sit in their stand and shoot them a deer. And I always give him a hard time, tell him that's not real hunting, but he is. He's always out in the woods hunting something.
Right on. Well, listen, we've got a chat room open. We've got some fans that are asking some great questions right now. One of them being, which is your favorite event to attend, the Iron Cowboy or the Last Cowboy Standing?
You know, my favorite event between those two was the Last Cowboy Standing, because it was, to me, that was the core of the sport. It's you and the bull, and if you ride him, you move on.
Yep.
It wasn't, you have to beat this score, beat this time like it is in the Iron Cowboy. So the Last Cowboy Standing was really the best event for me between the two.
I think a lot of the riders, and I know the fans really enjoyed that, you know, being able to watch it and go to Vegas, you know. I mean, you guys, you know, this will be your second time going back to Vegas this year. So that'll be really kind of neat, you know, going back there for the PBR World Final.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the other questions coming in right here is, what is your favorite bull to get on?
Well, my favorite bull to get on was Troubadour before they retired him. That bull really was a lot of fun to ride, and he bucked really hard, so you could win on him every time you got on him. But this year, I don't know. I don't really have a new favorite. They always retire my favorites.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, is there any particular bull that you look forward to trying to get on or getting the draw there at the PBR World Finals?
Yeah, I'd like to get on Asteroid. I really think that bull would fit me good. He's really been bucking hard lately, and I think with the, you know, he spins left, and he's got a lot of kick, and I really think I'd get along good with him.
Wow. That's I wasn't expecting that, but that kind of leads us into another question coming in from our fans. Who do you think is going to have Bull of the Year this year, Bushwhacker or Asteroid?
Oh, that's a tough one to call there. That's, you know, it really just comes down to how much we get to see of those bulls. If the guys ride at Asteroid 3 seconds, I think he's going to score higher than Bushwhacker will.
Wow.
But if they ride the bulls 4 or 5 seconds, then I think Bushwhacker's probably going to score higher. So it kind of all comes down to who ends up getting on the bulls and how long they ride them.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I never thought about it that way. Well, let me ask you this. What is your most memorable ride of your career?
Oh, it's tough to pin down my most memorable ride, I think. But one I always, it's kind of been special for me is there was a bull in 2005 and 2006. There was a bull named Dr. Proctor that was unridden. He really bucked hard, and not many guys were getting by, or nobody was getting by him. Anyhow, he bucked me off at the 2005 World Finals, and then he bucked me off 2 or 3 times in 2006. And going into the 2006 World Finals, he was in a contender for Bull of the Year. I think he ended up second to Mudslinger that year. But anyhow, I drew him in the fourth round, I believe, and kind of changed my game plan and went at him and rode him and became the first guy to ride him and won the round and everything. And I don't know, that ride was just kind of special to me because I was still pretty early in my career and that bull bucked me off several times.
Yeah, it's nice to go back and get one, you know, that's been getting the better of you. But you had just mentioned that you change your game plan. What is it that you do, you know, when you make adjustments after getting bucked off a bull like that? You know, a lot of guys say that it's harder to actually be able to cover a bull after you've been on a bull like that a couple times and gotten bucked off.
Well, on that particular bull, my game plan was to hang on to my rope. I couldn't, every other time he'd buck me off, he'd jerk the rope out of my hand. He was just a great, big, strong bull. And he had a lot of drops. So what I did, I watched a bunch of videos of him, and I thought if I could kind of back off his shoulders a little bit and get away from that drop and ride with a really loose rope, that I'd kind of get away from the drop, and then that loose rope would take up, take a little bit of that power from him. And
wow.
And so I just backed it off his shoulders and pulled it loose, and it worked out perfect. He felt really good then.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, for a lot of our bull riders that are actually out here listening in, that's some pretty good advice. You know, you see a lot of times, especially in younger bull riders, that they feel like they've got to get that real tight grip, you know, and they've got to pull that rope just as tight as they can. But that's not always the case when you're dealing with certain bulls, especially the ones like you guys have up there on the Built For Tough Series.
Yeah, sometimes a tight rope isn't all that great because it's just that much more energy that can pop loose out of your hand, or if you got some slack in there, it'll kind of give a little bit.
Yep, absolutely. That's some great advice for some of these bull riders that are tuned in right now. Well, let me ask you something. After the PBR finals, you obviously mentioned you're going to be out trying to do some grizzly hunting up there in Alaska. You have any other big plans for the holidays or for the off season? Nothing major going on, do you?
No, nothing major really. Just kind of getting ready for winter and stuff like that. Getting hay ready to roll, and I got to go down to Texas and pick up some cattle and just kind of everyday life. I guess I might go to Australia and ride down there end of November, but it's not certain yet.
Oh, well, good deal, man. Hopefully that'll work out for you. Well, I gotta tell you, Cody, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out here to talk with the fans a little bit and talk with us right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And want to wish you the best of luck. Now, have you already seen the draw from this weekend for the first round?
Yeah, I have seen the draw, actually. I have a bull that I don't know, but Ryan McConnell owns him, so it shouldn't be too hard to find out what he is.
Good deal. Yeah, with you being able to room with him a little bit and hang out, you know, maybe you can get some good insight. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck out there. And, you know, coming off a third-place finish here this past weekend there in Connecticut, I think that, you know, I we're certainly going to be behind you, that's for sure. And then, of course, going into the PBR World Finals.
Well, thanks a bunch. I sure appreciate the support.
Absolutely, Cody. Well, listen, man, don't work too hard out there. I know you'll be out signing autographs and things like that for the fans. And like I said, want to wish you the best, man, and we'll hopefully catch up with you soon.
Okay, sounds good. You have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, guys, that would be the 2009 world champion, Cody Lostro, joining us right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, man, I'll tell you what, real excited to have him on board with us as a first-timer on our show. Hopefully we'll get a chance to run into him out there. And, of course, he has some great advice for a lot of these bull riders out there. And man, you know, really kind of explained a lot of great things. I really hope that, you know, that we can get him back on our show maybe during the off season or something. But we'll definitely check in with him. And it was just a great opportunity to be able to sit back. And you fans asked some great questions out there. Obviously, like I said, I mean, this is a guy that we could possibly see match up against Asteroid. If he gets a chance to ride him, I think he will. If he's still there in the draft and Cody can make it that far and get it there in the draft, you know, for each round, we have a chance of seeing him. And I would love to see that matchup. Man, I'm telling you, we're talking about a world champion bull rider, a veteran bull rider who knows how to get things done, going up against one of the rankest bulls right now in the business. Man, that's exciting. That's exciting. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned to the PBR World Finals coming up here in just a couple weeks. And, you know, before that, though, we've got a great matchup here. He's going to be getting on a bull from one of the guys right here in the great state of Oklahoma. And should be a lot of fun. I look forward to tuning in and checking it out, seeing how things are going this weekend. And like I said, we'll be actually in our new house. It'll be the first time we'll be staying our first night there as a family and hanging out there in the new house. And hopefully we'll get you guys on board to be able to sit back and chat and stay in touch there on Twitter and Facebook if we can get those darn things rolling. But anyhow, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. Fans, I want to remind you guys that to go check out our good friend over there at robsmets.com. Without a doubt, this guy is one of the best behind the microphone, and we have a lot of fun hanging out with him. And you can, too, and you can tune in and find out where he's going to be right there on robsmets.com. So go check it out. We're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, it's more bull riding and rodeo action right here on a Friday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Megan 8 Rodeo Network.
Five-time world champion Rob Smets, you're listening to Megan8.com.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight, tonight,
hey,
let's live it up,
let's live it up.
I got my money,
hey,
let's spin it up,
let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it,
smash it.
Like oh my God,
like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa,
come on,
let's kick it off. Fill up my cup,
drink
Mazel Tov. Look at it dancing,
move it, move
just
it,
take it off. Let's paint the town,
paint the town.
We'll shut it down,
shut it down.
Let's burn the roof, and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it,
and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it,
and do it,
and do it,
do it,
do it. Let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it,
let's do it,
do it,
do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Matt Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Making8.com is where you can find us, and, well, guess what? We are about ready to set things off in a big, big way, and you guys are going to have a firsthand opportunity to be able to tune in with us. Now, we're still waiting to confirm what time we're going to do this. Tuesday, Brendan Clark show. Obviously, we are not going to mess up with that. We're not going to interfere with that. But you might have to sit at the computer for 2 hours instead of just one and get this question-answer session right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So you guys can tune into Ustream. We will have the channel created. We will have the links posted, and you can find us there. You can come on over. I believe we're going to start them at 7 o'clock Central Time, which will lead right to Clark's show at 8 o'clock Central Time. So you guys make sure to tune into that and make sure to get a grip, because it's going to get wild, and I believe that these guys will have some opportunities where you guys can really get involved. We're talking about PBR bull riders, CBR bull riders. These are guys that are real professional bull riders. You guys are going to have an opportunity to do a question-answer session with them right here. We'll also have Sam Medlock on board here with us, and he'll explain things about the academy, or not the academy, but the training camp that these guys are going through. And he'll kind of give a coach's perspective and allow the bull riders to give a bull rider's perspective. And, of course, I'll be back there to answer or ask the questions to them right there on the show. So you guys can make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be a fun time, It's going to be a great time, and we want all of you guys over there hanging out. It'll be broadcasted through Ustream, and we will have the Allied Bull Riders channel. We will have that set up for you, and you guys will be able to tune in. Now, I see that Gabby says that she just doesn't want to listen in, that she wants to actually go there. Well, come on down there to Houston. It's actually going to be, I believe, in Montgomery, if I'm not mistaken, is exactly where we're going to be. And you guys can find us down there. Make sure to stay tuned to Make an 8, and we'll get a hold of you. We'll get the details. And, yeah, maybe we can get you guys down there for a day or something. It would be great. And, of course, if some of you fans are following us on Facebook or on Twitter, you know that we had an opportunity to meet Miss Gabby and Lisa down in Waco, Texas this past weekend. So, yeah, it'd be a lot of fun to sit back and meet you guys down there. But you can bet that we'll be down there working. It's going to be a training camp for us as well as we kind of relaunch the whole Make an 8 Rodeo Network and get the video streaming underway. And if you guys are guests that are tuned in or you tuned in on the phone lines, make sure to spread the word. Now, when the links get posted on Facebook and on Twitter, you can retweet them. You can re-broadcast those links on your pages, and we need your help. That is where we're going to really start getting the fan base to come in. This is going to be an opportunity for you, the fans, to kind of get an insight as to where bull riding is going. And absolutely, you can bet that it's going to be a very unique situation for you, the fans, to have an insight. So as you start seeing the bull riding community and bull riding change, you'll be already one step ahead of some others. So you can help coach them and teach them about the methods and about what the formats are and how things are really going with this deal. And you're going to be able to find out and talk to some of the first ones in the business. Now, the Brazilians we know, you know, they are an unofficial team. We all see it. We know it. We know that Adriana coaches these guys. We know that they coach each other. We know that they go back and they watch videos. We know that a lot of the American bull riders do that, but on a lesser scale. Well, this is an opportunity for these guys to kind of step up a notch and really change things around. And Sam Medlock has been researching and he's been working on this deal, and he's been working with the veteran bull riders as well as the bull riders that are out there riding right now, and that is key. That is so important. You know, we've had a lot of talk about some of the negative things that are going on in the locker rooms and things like that. Well, this is something that will help take that away. And this is something that will could possibly be the new layout for a lot of bull ridings that we're going to see in the near future. So, like I said, you guys are going to get a firsthand look. You guys are going to have the opportunity to sit back and talk with these guys, ask them questions through our Ustream chat. Our live event center page there on Making8.com will all be set up for that. So you guys will have the opportunity to get over there and communicate with these guys and ask questions. We want your questions. That's going to be so vital as to, you know, having the opportunity to learn. And, you know, I think they may even take your advice. So if you guys have advice or recommendations on these things, we want to share your ideas as well. That's really important in this format, and that's why Make an 8 Rodeo Network is going to be in Houston, and that's why we're going to be broadcasting this, so you, the fans, can sort of get that insight, but they can also get that feedback from you guys on what you guys think. So it's a very, very cool opportunity for you guys, you know, and we've learned, we have not been able to see all of the insight as to how these Brazilians train and work together, their work ethics, their work habits. Well, guess what? You guys are going to have an opportunity to see some of the first Americans grouped together as a unofficial team and start working there. And it may actually be an official team in Allied Bull Riders. So it really is. This is a huge opportunity for you guys, and we want you guys to be a part of it. You know, Sam is a great guy, and I'm telling you, we have spent multiple conversations since yesterday talking about the vision and where, you know, he plans on sending this down, the roads he plans on taking, and where Making 8 is going to be. And I believe we're going to be side by side through a lot of this. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And get a grip, because it is about to get wild in here. We've got guys like Reese Gates, like I said, Bonner Bolton with CBR, you know, Craig Jackson also with the CBR, Chad Van Amberg with Zebra. All these guys are coming together, and we're going to see these guys at touring pro events. We're going to see them on the Built for Tough Series, hopefully, and, you know, we're going to see some great things. We're going to see some positive things. I'm telling you, make sure that you guys are on board with this. Don't miss it. So, anyhow, we've got a few minutes left in our show. If you guys have questions or comments, make sure to get a hold of us. And I see some comments coming in our chat room from Miss Gabby. Of course, we would love to meet you and Miss Lisa again. So if you guys are close enough to Houston, well, shoot, come on down and spend a day with us. We'll have a great time. And, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole layout and how these guys train. This training camp is going to be like the NFL, you know. It's going to be like their spring training or baseball, you know, any other sporting event. But this is the first of its kind, and we're going to have the opportunity to bring it to you right here live on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So make sure you guys stay tuned with us next week. We will still be broadcasting our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows as well. So we'll be here Monday through Friday. Monday we'll be on the road. We'll be doing kind of a mobile broadcast, but you know we've done it before, so it won't be any big thing for us. We may have a guest or two call in. And then again on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, hey, who knows who's going to be on the show, how we're going to have this thing laid out, but I can promise you one thing. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be interesting. So we've got a Lunch Hour Rodeo shows coming at you at 11 o'clock Central Time. And then, of course, we'll have our live video broadcast. That'll be Tuesday and Wednesday night for sure. And we will definitely let you guys know and confirm the time. But I believe the itinerary time frame right now is going to be 7 o'clock Central Time. So you guys can make sure to tune in, be in front of your computers. And, of course, on Tuesday, right after our broadcast from Houston, we can all go over to the Brandon Clark Show and go over there and give him a hard time. And, you know, I want to wish him the best of luck this weekend as well. I believe he's going to be out there in Columbus. I haven't seen for sure. But, you know, this guy's been fighting, and this is do or die. This is the time where these Cowboys are going to be struggling and giving everything they have, especially the ones down back end of the top 40. They have got a lot to do to contend to get themselves into the PBR World Finals. So make sure to stay tuned. And you guys keep tabs on everybody that's going to be there, that top 40. We're looking for one person from the top 15, one person outside the top 15, and you guys can submit your emails to both the Short Go Radio and the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we give you those emails coming up here in the next 2 weeks leading up to the PBR World Finals. And we will each pick a team. We'll each pick a team member. And you can submit it to both. You can submit the same guys to both emails, or you can submit different guys, whatever the case may be. Now, I will tell you this, though. Your name will only go on one team. So that's how it's going to work. We're just going to evaluate. We're going to randomly select. And it may be based upon our picks as well. If you already have our pick, well, then that's only three bull riders because that takes away one slot. So we'll have to take a look, you know. But you guys submit your two top bull riders that you think are going to succeed and do the best at the PBR World Finals, whether they're in the top 15 or outside, one of each, and we'll get it done. So it's going to be a lot of fun anyways, and it'll give us something to tune in and watch the PBR World Finals and give us something to work for out there. We're going to start wrapping up the show here, guys, but before I do, once again, I have to apologize to our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. We forgot to get our Cowboy Logic out yesterday, and I can't say we forgot, but we just ran short of time. I mean, when we've got four people live on the air, it made it really hard to get through and get everything all wrapped up. So we've got more Cowboy Logic coming at you. Give me a minute here. I got to pull it up. So here's your Cowboy Logic today, courtesy of Miss Melanie Britton, our biggest little fan. If you're going down the wrong trail, remember, it is always okay to turn around and go back. So there is some Cowboy Logic for you on a Friday afternoon. Fans, I hope you have yourself a great, great weekend, as I know we are going to be busy, but hey, make it a rodeo weekend. Get out to a rodeo near you. Help support these guys. Help support the rodeos. And Go have yourself some fun. We will see you back here on Monday. Do not forget, Short Go Radio will be coming at you 5:30 Central Time on Sunday. Going to have to tune in to see if Mike gives you the email address that you can submit your PBR World Finals bull riders to. So make sure to stay tuned and get a grip. Until then, rodeo fans, you all have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.